Hi, this is Don, and this is podcast number 4, the Tiemann's Traveling Treasure Tour, a compilation of money and numbers from social media, part 1. Most of the board member activities are kept secret. Nobody really knows a whole lot about what is going on. However, since God changed his mind about the Sinternet and started allowing NTCC ministers to have their own social media pages, we find that many secrets can be unraveled by tracing their path on social media. The Tiemanns were kind enough to give us a public record of some of their exploits from February 2012 to August of 2014, when they had to take over a church in Pasadena, Texas. When David Tiemann opened his Facebook account, he did so with this warning: "If I find out that you fight against my God and my family and my church, then I will unfriend you. And if you choose to use your time to follow the same, I will unfriend you. Differences in opinion are one thing, but malicious fighting is another." Those of you in the NTCC might say, "Why are you so worried about the Tiemanns, or what business is it of yours what the Tiemanns are doing?" Well, even though the Tiemanns made things personal with me by treating my dying mother like a hellbound sinner and the whole Nichelle Tiemann adultery scandal, this is not about revenge. What's done is done, and I've actually prayed about the past and gave it all to God. I know some will find this hard to believe because they think that everything we do is out of spite, but this podcast is more about the future than the past. The Tiemanns have been traveling around the country in a $1 million recreational vehicle that was paid for by the tithe payers and passed along to them by R.W. Davis. Have any of you ever heard the old classic from The Who called "We Won't Get Fooled Again"? Well, we hope against history that people will actually wake up like we did and not get fooled again. To open your eyes, we'll attempt to show you where your money has been going and what has been accomplished by the Tiemanns from 2012 to 2014 during a 2.5 year span. Hopefully, as you can see your wasted money flying out the windows of their rolling cathedral to sell wealth, you'll realize that the future isn't about you, but it's about them. We decided to take a social network journey with Dave Tiemann to see what kind of life he had been living on Twitter and Facebook. First of all, we don't think that he shared everything that he did on this all-expense-paid vacation that lasted 2.5 years on his social networks. We're only reporting the things that he felt were important to share. Dave and Nichelle Tiemann would take trips across the country in their RV, visiting churches and vacationing along the way. I remember that it was a standard thing back in the day for any visiting overseer to get a collection of at least $500 from the saints. This collection was not for the poor saints that were struggling to survive persecution and hiding from those who went house to house seeking to imprison them, like early Christians who Paul took up offerings for. But rather, this collection was more of a "none of your business what my expenses are, but if you live for God, you will give to the man of God," or the MOG, one of those type offerings. The collection was usually taken up for these pompous traveling vacationists prior to their arrival, so they wouldn't have to be the ones to look like money-grubbing hypocrites from behind the pulpit. The local pastors would take on that role prior to the MOG's arrival, and many times they would still pass the plate and give the MOG extra money for shopping sprees or whatever vacationing activities they found necessary. This concludes part 1 of the Tiemann's Traveling Treasure Tour.